The idea became the exception. How I shifted to building loops instead of code after 16 years building financial grade systems on AWS, I realized my job changed. I no longer design code line by line. I design loops, triggers, topologies, verifiers, and stop rules. The idea still exists on my workbench, but less and less. This post is the honest record of that transition. 6 months ago, I opened my IDA every single day. Today, I open it a few times a week, and when I do, it's because something genuinely demands my attention. A gnarly concurrency bug, a greenfield design decision, a security review I won't delegate. What changed wasn't the tool. It was the level of abstraction where I operate. I stopped writing code and started designing loops. The agents write and run the code. I design what makes them work, the trigger, the topology, the verifier, the stop rule. This isn't hype, it's what's running in production right now, generating the articles on this site as you read the shift from prompt engineering to loop engineering. For years, the job of anyone using AI was to write better prompts, more context, more examples, better formatting. The bottleneck was the right word in the right place. That still matters, but it stopped being the main work. In June 2026, Adi Osmani named what many of us already felt loop engineering. Boris Cherny was even more direct. My job now is to write the loops that drive Claude. Not the prompt inside the loop itself. What is an agent loop concretely? It's a cycle with four elements you design explicitly. Trigger, what starts the cycle, a cron, an event, an HTTP call, another agent. Topology, how many agents, in what order, with what tools, verifier. What decides if the output is good enough to advance stop rule. What decides the loop is done, by success, by timeout, by budget, when the bottleneck was the prompt, I lived in the text editor. When the bottleneck is the loop, I live at the whiteboard and in Event Bridge YAML. The IDA became the exception, not the default environment. The loops running in production right now. Daily bilingual article generation. Event Bridge fires a Lambda that calls Bedrock Agent Core Web Search for grounding. If the search fails, the agent automatically falls back to source text grounding the article ships regardless. The loop has a quality verifier, an abort on timeout, asterisk, books and studies, chapter by chapter. No single call holds the whole book. Each chapter is a subloop with its own cache. If the process restarts, already generated chapters are skipped. Rotate with attempts plus circuit breaker ensure one bad chapter doesn't sync the whole book. Eu do zero voice audio cron idempotent by design. The voice generation loop runs GPU first. If no GPU is available, it falls back to Mac. State is an S3's pointer, no in-memory state. A rerun resumes where it left off. Idempotency isn't a feature, it's architecture. Skip a live loop. Engineered live a long render inside a short execution window. I designed a heartbeat that keeps the process alive, a small but real lesson in triggers and stop rules. Without the right stop rule, the keep alive becomes an infinite loop. Asterisk, the loop pattern, two modes, I use depending on context. Self-paced, the model picks the cadence. Good for exploratory tasks where depth matters more than time. Fixed interval. The loop fires at fixed intervals. Good for predictable pipelines where SLA matters. My playbook. How I put a loop into production. 1. Define the trigger before any prompt. What starts the loop? A cron, an S3's event, a human call. The trigger defines the input contract. Without a clear trigger, the loop has no boundary. Tools. Design the topology on the whiteboard. How many agents, sequential or parallel? Which tools does each one have access to? I draw this before writing a single line of YAML. The wrong topology is expensive to refactor. Trees. Right, the verifier before the agent. The verifier is what decides if the output is good enough. I write it first because it forces clarity on the success criterion, something many loops skip and then pay for with infinite loops or silently wrong outputs. 4. Define stop rules explicitly. Timeout budget, attempts. Every loop has 3 stop rules. A time timeout, the loop can last more than X, a token loss budget, I can't spend more than Y per execution. And a maximum attempts count, retry with attempts, not retry whatever. Without all 3, the loop is an operational risk, 5. Make state external and idempotent from the start. In-memory state is the enemy of resilience. I use S3s as a state pointer. What has been generated, what remains. A rerun doesn't start from scratch. It reads the pointer and continues. This matters more than any prompt optimization. 6. Add the human gate as an optional stop rule, not an afterthought. 4 loops that produce consequential outputs. Publishing, sending, deploying. I design an async human approval point. It's not bureaucracy, it's the difference between an autonomous loop and an irresponsible one. When I still open the IDE, credibility above all. It would be dishonest to say, I never open the IDE, I do. And when I do, it's because the problem demands it. Gnarly concurrency debugging, when an agent loop is producing non-deterministic results. I can't reproduce from logs. I need the real debugger. Breakpoints, state inspection, full stack trace. The agent doesn't give me that. High consequence greenfield design. When I'm designing a new financial system from scratch, where a wrong topology decision costs months, I sit with the IDE, the diagrams, and the documentation. I don't delegate that structural reasoning to an agent without dense supervision. Security review on critical code. Authentication, authorization, cryptography, secrets handling. I read agent-generated code line by line. The idea is where I do that review seriously, with a clear diff, with history, with annotations. The idea didn't disappear from my workbench. It changed roles, from default environment to precision as the instrument. I use it when the task demands surgical precision, not as reflex. But as deliberate choice, I stopped asking how do I write this code and started asking what loop reliably produces this result. That change of question changed everything. Loops gone wrong, field lessons. Asterisk. Loop without time rule, a chapter. Generator without a timeout ran for 47 minutes on a corrupted chapter, burning tokens and blocking the entire pipeline. The stop rule is not optional. Astrivar that always passes, a verifier that they only checked if the output was non-empty let, hallucinated content, through for 3 executions before I noticed. A verifier without a real criterion is worse than a verifier. It gives false confidence, asterisk in-memory state in Lambda. A loop that stored progress in a Lambda instance variable worked perfectly in development and lost all state on the first production code start. S3 as a state pointer isn't over-engineering. It's the minimum single-agent topology for a long task. I tried generating an entire book in a single-agent call. Timeout, unpredictable cost, and inconsistent output. The fix was the per-chapter subloop with cache. Loop granularity matters as much as function granularity. Asterisperator without circuit breaker. A retry loop without an attempt limit against a rate limit external tool accidentally became a self-inflicted DDoS against my own API. ROI with attempts plus exponential backoff plus abort aren't paranoia, they're basic engineering. My honest read of this moment. Loop engineering isn't the end of software engineering, it's a layer above it. The fundamentals still matter, idempotency, circuit breakers, observability, security. What changed is where you spend your design time. If you're still optimizing prompts without thinking about the loop that wraps them, you're solving the wrong problem. The bottleneck moved. The question is, did you move with it? Verdict: the work moved up a level. Loop engineering is real, it's in production, and it's changing what it means to be a software architect. It's not about not using the IDE, it's about using it when it's the right instrument, not as a reflex. My job today is designing the systems that make agents work reliably, triggers that fire at the right time, topologies that scale, verifiers that actually verify, stop rules that protect the system from itself. The agents write the code. I design what makes them work. That division of labor done well is the most productive thing I've done in 16 years.